There's a big high-pressure area off to our east and a storm out in western Nebraska. They had high winds as that storm came across the Rockies, but the system is weakening. However, it is likely to bring a cold front through the area as we go toward the Thursday-Friday period, and behind that should dry out and turn cool for the weekend. But for today, we started the day with cloudiness. We'll wind up with some sunshine, high 70, partly cloudy tonight, low 63 lakeside, 56 inland. Then tomorrow, warm with clouds and sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon tonight, high 74. And a shower could occur anytime on Thursday, high 74. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
It is 64 degrees in Kenosha, 62 in Burlington, Milwaukee 65, also 64 in Racine. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Mark was talking when you were doing the news. Well, and I know you hate when I do this, but...
Oh, I hate that too.
What was the story about the senatorial candidates pulling their funding?
The national campaigns.
What are they doing and why are they doing it?
I don't know why they're doing it.
It said that.
They had apparently had a whole bunch of money planned to go into the Senate race here with Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, each party putting in money toward, you know. But for whatever reason, they're pulling it. So it may be a case of they don't think it's as important or they have other needs.
Well, I think they do that when they feel that the race is over.
Well, it could
on both
be,
sides.
It could be that, or they have they want to put more resources into some other area, or it could be a combination.
Feingold is up in the polls, yes.
Right, at least what we're seeing, yes.
The most recent polls.
Yeah,
but Johnson was closing.
So, you know, who knows what it all is? They aren't going to tell you anyway.
Well. I've got a senatorial candidate coming up here momentarily, Phil Anderson, the Libertarian. I don't think he's dealing with the kind of money that Feingold and Johnson are.
Probably not.
So it's tomorrow, though, we've got the big debate between State Representative Corey Mason and the only person that is running against him, Libertarian George Myers, in the studio. You're going to be co-moderating that with me, correct?
I'll be here. It's your show, man.
Well, no, I'm asking you.
It's your show. I'm just I'm with you.
Does it mess you up if you take that hour?
We'll attempt to get by.
I'll talk to you off the air about it. We'll be in high level negotiations, ladies and gentlemen.
Doubtful, but yeah, we'll take care of it.
Baseball playoffs start tonight.
Uh huh.
Toronto Blue Jays host the Baltimore Orioles in the play-in game. They were tied at the end of the season, and they had. The wild card, the extra wild card best records. So they're in. I'll tell you that I was up in Canada last week and that entire nation, they're crazy about the Blue Jays. And that ballpark, man, Rogers Center, especially if they close the dome, that thing gets loud. They're like hockey fans watching baseball. And last night the Vikings won again.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be for real.
Yep.
That looks like it was a good move. Getting Sam Bradford from Philadelphia.
Mike and I were talking about this, the two points that you got a coach now who probably should have been coaching well before this point, and that you picked up a guy who's can work within a system but also has some pretty good people around him. You got to have that. It's a team game. It's not just one person who wins the game for you. It's a team.
It's a very good point, Tom. I think it's... disconcerting for the Packers. Of course, they're only one game back, or a game and a half now, because they got a bye this week, the Packers did. They play Sunday night, right?
Yeah, still way too early. Way too early. Many things can happen, and often does.
Well, injuries is so big, I mean, in the NFL especially. But look at what has happened to the Dallas Cowboys since Tony Romo went down. They haven't missed a beat. One could argue they're better.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's going to do.
Yeah, I watched the end of the Raiders game. That's impressive. That team is making a statement that they're coming back.
Just in time to move to Las Vegas.
Yeah, well.
The Las Vegas Raiders. If there's ever a team that was made for Las Vegas, it was the Raiders, for sure. Well, it ain't going to be boring, that's for sure. You can watch the vice presidential debate tonight?
No, I have other things that I have to get done.
Like what?
Well, let's see. The
anything?
Racine Council. We've got the Racine County Board this meeting tonight. All right. Yeah, that stuff, that local stuff that we kind of try to take care of.
No, you don't try to do it. You do it in an award-winning fashion.
So that's why we can't deal with that.
Mike Pence, governor of Indiana.
Yeah.
Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia.
I told Mike Clemens earlier this morning, I don't know why the networks are putting up their, you know, brand new season stuff against this. They should be delaying this.
Well, one thing's for sure. I think that baseball is very happy that that the vice presidential debate is tonight, because everybody will be even more drawn towards baseball compared to that yawn fest. Well, you know, do you know that there's about 20% of Americans that don't even know who Mike Pence and Tim Kaine are?
Only 20%?
Yeah. You think it would be higher?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it was 20% I saw yesterday. Well, we know who you are, and we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
There he goes, the great Tom Carco. Speaking of sports, we're going to have the Fox Sports Report coming up momentarily, as well as a Title Town report from Green Bay, and then we will be joined by Libertarian U.S. Senatorial candidate Philip Anderson. It's all next on Your Radio Friend.
Real Racine invites you to take a fall drive on the scenic back roads of Racine County. You'll see quilts on barns, 21 colorful quilt patterns mounted on historic barns. Start your fall journey with a map and directions at the